You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to welcome Carla Fox back to the show. Carla has spent many years as a shamanic practitioner in the Peruvian traditions. She has trained other practitioners in the United States and abroad in shamanic traditions and energy healing, and currently maintains her practice in Southwest Colorado. In March 2012, through the Monroe Institute, she discovered a new protocol, which she calls quantum sphere healing. It has become the main healing modality that she uses with her clients. Carla's focus of service has now shifted into the quantum realms, higher dimensions, and alternate realities where so much more can be seen, known, and worked with during a healing session. In addition to offering quantum sphere healing sessions, she also gives workshops where anyone can learn how to use this new healing protocol. You can find Carla on her website at www.quantumstargate.com and her blog at www.thecarlafoxblog.blogspot.com. That's a mouthful. So let's welcome Carla back to the show now. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Well, hi, Lance. It's just delightful to be back on the show, and I've heard from quite a few of the people who have listened to you interview me in the past who are just as excited as I am to be hearing us chatting again tonight. So thanks for inviting me back.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love having you on the show. And, you know, every time Timothy Glenn comes on, he raves about you. And so I keep thinking, well, gee, I got to have Carla back.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't talked for a while, and you've probably been out beyond the 12 or 24 or 100,000 dimensions. So, you know, we've got to find out where you've been and what's up.
Well, and he, you know, he has a regular group that meets in Reno, and a couple of the ladies from his group came here to train with the quantum sphere healing last fall.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sure, you know, they carried stories back and forth, too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful little group there, and, of course, he's quite entertaining when he channels the Praetorians.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting. So, well, everybody's excited to hear what the latest information is from you.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been tuning in the last several days, and actually a lot longer than that, because it's been such a crazy year, my gosh. And about this time of year, I start kind of looking forward as far as what may be going on. And if I can recall correctly, last year I said 2016 was going to be very chaotic and crazy, and it has been.
Mm-hmm.
That will continue for a while, and I keep getting this image of a large wave coming onto a shore, and you know how the water kind of curls up and then drops down, and you have that kind of leading edge that's kind of foamy and churning.
Mm-hmm.
So we are being pushed forward by a large wave of energy, and we're kind of trapped in this churning zone.
Mm.
But as far as what may be coming in the next year, 2017, you know, I say expect the unexpected, but I think people are going to have an even harder time, because as I gauge with my clients, people are having a hard time staying in their bodies. They're having a hard time being rooted to the core of the earth, and I think it's that churning energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it feels like for next year is actually more breaking down of reality, and instead of a churning, it's almost like a cracking.
Mm.
And so keep in mind, it's the microcosm and the macrocosm. What happens out there happens internally with us too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's going to be fracturing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that myself.
Yeah, although, you know, in the world we live in, there's always a positive and a negative. Nothing is all positive, nothing is all negative. And for this reality route to reformulate, I think it really needs to be churned and cracked up a bit.
Oh, I agree with that one.
Yeah, yes. So that's the positive end of it, and we just have to learn how to stay in our bodies and ride that wave.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, a large part of that is learning how to not be distracted by the million and one things that take our attention and focus.
Absolutely, yeah. And now they're starting to use the term, and if I remember it correctly, false news.
Oh,
where
yes.
People are making up stories and putting them out on the Internet. People are being paid to make up stories and put it out on the Internet. So it's harder and harder to tell what is true information that you should be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also part of this weird unreality stuff that's been going on.
Well, I kind of suspect that it will become a little bit like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And there was a person who, now I can't think of his name, but he was known for his insights from the psilocybin and mushroom realms.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that there would be a total a breakdown of all things that were considered real, and that there would be, one of his visions was that there would be spaceships flying everywhere and just all kinds of bizarre things. And another one of my guests, who works with Drunvala Melchizedek, said that there may be a time when things are shifting dramatically, and it would be wise to stay inside because there could be alternative or parallel realities merging with this one, and you know, cubes coming into the field, you know, that you see
mm-hmm.
in various shapes and forms, and of course all that speculation. We don't know what's going to happen,
yeah.
And but I am certain that it will be an interesting time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tricky thing is the timing. And it seems to be taking a lot longer than we thought it would. You know, back in 2012, we thought, well, it was going to drop on us like a bomb
right.
End of the year. And here we are 4 years later. But the thing you remember, this is all happening outside of time and space.
Yes.
And so people who are tuned into those realms will get, and I'm convinced people will, get forewarnings
of
things to come because it is outside of time and space.
Yep.
That's what makes the timing of this so difficult. But it's clear to see that things are amping up, absolutely.
Oh, yes, clearly.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to make anybody afraid either. These energies you can use to your advantage. You can open up your perceptive abilities to other realms because
mm-hmm.
it's easier. You can use potent energies coming in to propel you forward on your spiritual path. So
mm-hmm.
there are pluses to what is going on now. But, you know, as you were talking, I'm tuning into, say, for example, the energy of someone who may be schizophrenic, where they're always open to these realms.
Oh, yes, right.
And it's so very confusing for them to tell what is real and what isn't, and then they overreact to what they're getting because it's they can't tell what's real and what isn't. So we may be also looking at society becoming somewhat schizophrenic too.
Yes, yes, yes. That makes a lot of sense because the body of humanity is also a body in a collective. So it moves at a different pace, but it is subject to major alterations, and it will feel it, you know, as a body as well, just as we have a body.
Yes. And the challenge is to perhaps separate from that body.
Yes.
And move forward in a way that is your path.
Yes.
Versus being, and I've written about this in my blog, being lumped in and treated as a whole with everyone else, because that disempowers everybody.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, another thing, especially with the recent election, I was paying attention to the amount of projections people were throwing out there.
Mm-hmm.
With their dissatisfaction or their satisfaction or their complaints or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is a tough one. Everyone needs to own whatever the issue is and not project it onto somebody else.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's my mission, helping people to, through my healing practice and through my training of quantum sphere healing practitioners, is to teach my clients and my students the importance of staying in the body, being in the body, being the observer, and owning all their issues.
Right, right. And all yes. that includes all of the shadow work that needs to be done. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know that probably most people are not aware of what that is. They're in the process of stuffing and hiding from and concealing and, you know, creating barriers between various realities within themselves so they don't have to face that. But that is going to be a difficult reconciliation when it is absolutely necessary to
right.
take a look inside.
Right, right.
And
that's
make an
key.
Accounting.
Most people do not have the tools to
no.
do that.
No.
Or even realize the importance of doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, in our circles, we like to think everybody's doing their work, you know, working their stuff, owning their stuff, moving forward. But
yeah.
we're preaching to the choir here, Lance.
Right.
You know, if you look at the look at the people you run into every day, whether it's in a restaurant, a store, your friends, they're not aware of most of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tend to get into reaction mode, projection, you know, because they don't know how to own their stuff. And
right.
it's not uncommon for occasional client that I have to not even know that they have stuff.
Right.
Let alone owning it.
Right.
Yeah, because everyone, when they come to me for a healing session, they need to have an issue.
You're right.
And in particular, when someone is gifted a session or requested by a significant other to have a session, they do not come prepared with what may be going on in their life. So it takes a bit of doing on my part to get that out of them. And so
this is
the mass of humanity.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And I find that belief systems that are firmly entrenched are one of the biggest obstacles to overcome.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there's so much programming and so much imitation and, you know, just wanting to fit in and the rest of it, and that the belief systems that we have are really not doing us service. most of them.
Yeah. And also entanglements with other people, too.
Mm. Yes.
And that ties into the belief systems, where we need to act a certain way if we were in a partnership,
mm-hmm.
or we need to act a certain way regarding our boss or coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are all belief systems, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and so people will fall into those patterns. Oh, my gosh, you know, I've seen it all, the codependents, the pleasers, the caretakers, and that's all run by, you know, believing that people that you have to act that way to make your way in the world. And a lot of those are created when people are very young. These are coping mechanisms for dealing with distortions within the family of origin.
Right, right.
And I tell you, that stuff will follow us our whole life long unless we wake up and take a good look at how we're interacting with the world from that wounded child standpoint.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, the shamanic view is one that you probably are very familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and that is the separation of the inner child when there is a major shock to the system and the inner child leaves and
mm-hmm.
it fragments from the soul. And has to be shamanically found
right.
and brought back.
Right.
So.
And I do that in the quantum sphere healing work, too. It takes a little bit different form. But children, even from conception on, are so malleable and easily fractured.
Yes, yes.
Everybody has lost soul parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that part will continue to call out. You know, it's not like it's fractured off and gone.
Right.
We loop back to that original trauma, so that part keeps calling us for healing. And if that is not recognized and dealt with, we just stay in that loop of the dysfunctional, you know, 1-year-old or 4-year-old or infant. We keep
mm-hmm.
looping, but that is actually a mechanism by which we ideally recognize and can find that part that keeps calling us back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so with the quantum sphere healing, lost soul parts do show up too, absolutely.
Mm.
And so with those early wounds, then there are more projections and more acting up, acting out, 2-year-old hissy fits when you're, you know, 40 years old, that kind of a thing, because it's that wounded part that's calling out for help.
Right, right.
Yeah. And humanity has wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Also, in the mass consciousness. Barbara Hahn Clow wrote her book.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Catastrophobia.
Right, right. And I can see how we are still living that, because a catastrophe that's that large actually damages our DNA.
Yes.
And then that comes down through the generations. In fact, I am particularly interested in what happened to our planet, the impact that caused the Younger Dryas, which was 12,800 years ago, when the ice sheets in Canada melted. Some type of a comet or fragments of something hit North America and Europe. And that was when the sea levels rose 300 feet. We were thrown back into a mini ice age. And figures I've heard recently said that about 75% of the humans in North America died off during that period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the megafauna, the woolly mammoth and the giant sloth and all of those wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe that the societies that built the Great Pyramid and the sites in Peru and Bolivia and other places, those were built before that cataclysm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we lost a lot of high consciousness when that happened, too.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be wonderful if we could recover that and be at one with the, you know, with the rocks and the stones and be able to levitate stones and create things without any kind of mechanical technology, just through our union with the forces of nature.
Yes, I feel that that is our true nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so this push for technology is really kind of an imitation of, you know, what we might consider higher realms or more organic and natural ways of being. And, you know, they are not shortcuts, and they're going to create more problems than they solve.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
everybody
and one of the problems is the artificial intelligence oozing its way into that.
Major,
yes.
Major problem. And I don't know how much you've delved into that or how much you've gone out into the cosmos and seen of that, but our friend Tim seems to think that that's one of the major players that is quite old and has created the matrix, basically a nine-dimensional matrix of control and domination.
Well, and of course there's an organic matrix also. I mean, there's
right.
got to be there are patterns for creation that in the organic way, and I think that's how they did it before that cataclysm almost 13,000 years ago.
Right.
Very organic.
Wasn't there also supposed to be a firmament of ice around the planet that was keeping the whole planet temperate?
Yeah, I've heard of that here and there. Not lately, but I have heard of that, and that got destroyed.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah, so I think it would be wonderful if there was a way to recover who we were back then. Now, I don't know if that would require upgrading or somehow enhancing our DNA to recall those skills or removing distortions.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly that catastrophobia, that I think we definitely are still living with now.
Yeah, absolutely.
That fear
absolutely.
Of annihilation.
Well, yes, every time there's an asteroid that comes close. You know, or Nibiru, Planet X, Wormwood.
Yeah, and I've heard talk about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have I.
Mm-hmm.
And it always is very close and just around the corner.
Yes, it is. It's been around the corner for years, Lance.
Mm-hmm. Just like the stock market crash.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, sometimes I wonder what is propping up our whole reality here, and there's got to be some powers that be that are invested in things not crashing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
And in us remaining unintelligent and not raising our DNA, that, you know, you can see that in the various ways that, you know, babies and humans are being altered by vaccinations and chemtrails and on and on and on and on. The degradation at the physical level is almost total. So
And I think it's not uniform across the planet either.
Right.
Because there are plenty of untouched, fairly natural areas. I live in a low population area. My neighbors, I'm pretty sure, don't even have computers. I have friends with no TVs, no computers. It's more of a nature-based area.
Nice.
Yeah, and I have to honestly say I don't think I've ever seen a chemtrail being laid out over our area.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky, one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. So it's not the whole planet, although there are unseen things going on also. And this is where we each need to, not fall into automatic patterns, not believe everything we hear, do our inner work, make that inner connection. And yet that seems to be being severed a bit with
right.
people, where it's just harder to do for a lot of people.
Yes, it does seem to be that way, and cell phones kind of contribute to that, don't they?
Cell phones, you mean?
Lack of intimacy and...
Oh, that. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to mention the damage to the physical body from...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, that is an issue of lifestyle and perhaps... job, occupation, how you choose to stay in touch with people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a smartphone. I've got a flip phone, track phone from Walmart. That's all I need, and it's for emergencies only.
Right.
Someone needs to get a hold of me. They call me on my landline, or they email me.
Right.
You know, but I understand that a lot of people are not in that position to interact with people in that way. They need more. But, there's definitely an addictive component to all of that. And I always kind of wonder, all right, so if the grid went down and people suddenly did not have that, would
mm-hmm.
everybody go crazy?
Yes, probably.
Well, and so that's where we... develop more of our telepathic abilities
right.
to communicate with loved ones. We can do that.
Yes, we can.
Yes, sure.
And yeah. with nature and the nature spirits and
sure.
many other things that we're presently unaware of. Or
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's again, a lifestyle deal that has kind of gotten out of control, texting and Facebook and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that addiction is a real problem with a lot of people, yes. And from
right.
what I understand, it interferes with people at the workplace also because they're checking all the time. Every once in a while, I'll run into statistics as far as how many times an hour or a day a person checks their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nutty land. It's such a distraction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is an earthly maze, and it's our job to figure out where the dead ends are, and
mm-hmm.
Turn around when we realize that there's something not quite right about the direction we're going in.
Yes. Yeah. And so in light of that, perhaps more chaos and fracturing, that may be the, the good side of that, because
mm-hmm.
it will force people to engage in a different way and do their inner work.
Right. There's also so
mind to do that.
Yeah, there's so much that has been concealed from us that I've done enough research on this over the years to have dipped into it to a small extent and know a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
there's so much that has been withheld and kept from us that most people believe what's on the television set. So if the truth about many things that are actually going on the planet... the breakaway civilization, for instance, and the
mm-hmm.
technology that exists, and free energy, and many other things, if those things came to light and they are There are people who are talking about that happening. One calls it the unveiling, is on its way, and he's in a group that is well informed about these things. Should that happen, people's realities will be shattered.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing because, you know, finally, you know, people will get to see firsthand that what's on the television is not the truth.
Right.
And the belief systems that we've held are not correct. And, you have to let them go when in the face of the truth that's staring you in the face and the whole world is reeling from it, you kind of have to make some adjustments, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. And yet my work, I do get some of the bigger picture, obviously, and have mapped out various levels from where we are here to the 12th dimension and then the exit from this universe. But change starts with the individual, and that's where I focus. And so I see trends with clients. That's how I gather a lot of information and how things have changed for people, you know, in the last 20 years or so since I've been doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I look at it, again, the individual has to be emphasized.
Yes.
Because a worldwide event or awakening, yeah, everyone will be able to see that, and yet we're still stuck with ourselves.
Right.
And you could line up 100 people and show them the same thing, and everyone's going to have a different take on it. For example, like a mass landing of UFOs or Nibiru coming around.
Right.
Everyone will have a different take on it. And so I don't think when we get to the point where each one of us can evolve out of this reality, it's going to take many, many different forms.
Oh,
we're not
yes.
going to go as a bunch because
right.
we've all got different destinations.
Yes, yes. That's something that I have to remember. I used
yeah.
to think
yeah.
that we,
yes.
you know, we were all headed the whole planet is going to ascend, and everybody gets to, you know, go at the same time. Well, it doesn't quite work like that.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. And a small, I think these are some of the false belief systems we're talking about, like the whole planet will ascend together, that there will be a new Earth, and I've never bought into that one.
Right.
You know, once we're done with the Earth, it doesn't matter if there's a new Earth or not, we're out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the 144,000 are going to do the work for everybody and take everybody else along with them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that one doesn't fit for me either.
No, me neither.
No. And for years and years, that was what was being put out.
Yes.
That was the kind of information that was being put out, and it's not accurate.
No, no. No, it isn't accurate. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you about when we have you on today is that you have a small group that does, you know, journeys to wherever you can go.
Yeah.
And you've shared some of your journeys in your blog, which is a wonderful blog. I recommend it to everybody to check that out and sign up for it because it's so fascinating, and you're probably the only person that is really blazing those trails. So I was just curious to find out where you might have visited lately and if you could share some of your journeys.
Oh, my gosh, I'm trying to remember, you know, because it happens, and then if it's a juicy one, I write about it. And then it's like it's wiped from my memory. But we did meet, actually, oh, golly, We met in November, and I think it was probably the 13th, if that was the Sunday. And we launched, and then we went out for Chinese food and then came back, and the phone was ringing, and my cousin was calling to tell me my uncle had just died. So that kind of took precedence over what we were doing. And I honestly can't tell you. You know, if anyone's interested, they can look it up on the blog.
Right.
We'll either ask to be taken, you know, and so this is an individual journey. Each person gets launched, and the rest of the group kind of sits around them and supports them. Sometimes we can tell where the launchee is going and add some of our own information when the person comes back and reports. But I'm trying to think where the heck. I mean, people can read about it, and it was interesting. But honestly, off the top of my head, I can't tell you, because then the death of my uncle kind of took precedence at that point, and trying to book a flight to get to Indiana, which I wasn't able to do. For example, sometimes the person who is launched will ask for personal healing. My gosh, I remember one launch where I asked for more information on the DNA, and I was shown how that was actually pretty significant too, and it added on to some previous information that I had received, how our double helix will start to spin and then kind of merge into one helix. And then that kind of twists around into a ball and then just kind of ignites. And that is how our DNA will effectively go away.
Oh, really?
And that's I've written about that the DNA, from looking at it, is strictly a fourth dimensional energy form.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get past the fourth dimension, doesn't mean there aren't patterns to hold, you know, for our energy field, but it's not like the DNA.
Right.
And so that's another aspect of leaving the fourth dimensional reality. Our DNA goes away.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because it's impartially in a semi or quasi physical realm.
Yes. Yeah, and so the stories about the 12-strand DNA correlating with 12 dimensions, I think that's a false belief system.
Yes,
also.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
And who would want to have 12 strands, because you're further fragmenting into, you know, more, and more is not necessarily better.
Yes.
We could acquire some kind of advanced abilities with those 12, but then the price to pay would be we'd be further fractured and unable to become unified within.
Right, and more polarized.
And more polarized, yes.
Yeah. And so the goal is to get to a level, a realm, I label the fifth dimension and above, where polarity does not exist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where it's just a different energy moves in a different way. Down here with the third and fourth dimension, it's energy moves in a straight line from point A to point B.
Mm.
When we're interacting with another person, in general, we are on a straight line, me to you, you to me. That's strictly fourth dimensional. Once we get past that, it's more spherical, expand and contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're enveloping the other person in your expanded energy field. And that's what I call the expanding the core essence, which we can all learn how to do now and practice that, so that we get used to a spherical energy field and not dealing with other people in a linear way, the way we do now. Yeah. Yes. And I think that's going to be a shock for people once they get to, once they leave this arena mm-hmm. and pierce that great void and mm-hmm. and not have to come back here anymore, it's a transition point where you learn how to work your energy in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, that's what I you know, write about in the blog and teach in my classes so that people are prepared ahead of time.
Well, that seems like a valuable skill to have, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm still trying to answer your question about the recent launching. I don't know. All I can do is give you examples, and people can go to the blog and read it.
Right, right. And it's fun to read it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And, gosh, we met about a month ago. We're going to have a nice solstice ceremony here on the 20th, so we probably won't launch until January.
Ah, okay.
And it just depends on what people, you know, what people want to explore, and then we share the information, and quite often our information fits together like pieces of a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So that we're contributing, everyone contributes because of the journey they've taken. Those kind of get put together, assembled, and quite often they're the pieces of the puzzle, or sharing after an individual's journey and other people's observations. But I have to say, too, several times, and I do believe that was that last launching in November, several times I have ended up in a place that I, the simplest way to put it would be home, where it's golden, like almost like a pale butterscotch color. And when you get there, and this may be source, this may be what people call source, but when you get there, there's no motion, no thoughts, no emotion, and yet it is such a rich, full place. It's not like floating in a void.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going back into the most wonderful womb space you can imagine.
Wow.
And so easy in that place to just be, to just be without having to do anything or think about anything or push or create nothing. And I've ended up in that spot a couple of times. And then as soon as you have a thought, well, let's go look at that, or maybe I should do this, then things start moving and you're in a whole different zone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, or your thought takes you immediately away from...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do believe, as I recall, that last launch I ended up in that place. And that's happening more and more. And so the thing to remember, although I'm not saying people naturally have the skill to do this, but the thing to remember is that it's nice to map that pathway, nice to have experiences of where you're going before you get there.
Yeah.
If possible. And that way you don't get distracted or diverted or, you know, end up somewhere where you don't really want to be.
Right. Confused or possibly misled.
Yeah. Well, this is where we need to know ourselves intimately and follow our own inner guidance regardless of what's going on around us.
Right, right.
And I think that is the true organic path, too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Is to know your truth, know who you are, and, of course, address wounds and issues as they come up, and be the observer and don't project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. But, and as I'm saying that, it may not be as easy as it sounds, even for people who are doing their work, because of this fracturing and, this chaotic churning energy. So we'll just end up doing our best, Lance, with whatever happens. We may be having the same conversation a year from now. You know, waiting for the next thing to happen.
You're right.
Uh-huh.
Well, if that happens, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I might just build a rocket ship to the moon and visit Alice there.
Yeah. Yeah. And certainly there are plenty of hidden things happening.
Oh,
you
my
know,
goodness.
If I were to take another course in something, it would be remote viewing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be something that really tickles my fancy. Yeah. If I wanted to branch out and study something different. Yeah. Yeah.
That only happened to me once when I was involved with about 20 or 30 different groups, the psychic and mainly psychic groups, and I had a remote viewing. It was a remote viewing that was triggered by a question about a lost girl, and
okay.
I found myself floating outside the area and seeing what was happening and sensing and feeling things. And it turned out that everything that I picked up was pretty much accurate.
Okay.
So, but it hasn't happened naturally again, although I do have a few books on remote viewing if I want to, mm-hmm. you know, pick them up. But mm-hmm. it is a fascinating subject.
Yeah, it certainly is. And you don't have to be psychic at all to learn how to do it.
Oh, right, either. Right. It's very practical.
Yeah. Well, and I'm trying to think what else here. I've got some notes here. What else I wanted to mention? Expect the unexpected, but use this chaotic energy as a launching platform if you can. And so that kind of energy can be used to break up, like you said, belief systems, old structures, anything that needs to go. In your life, you can tap into this churning kind of chaotic energy that's happening.
Yes, that sounds like very sage advice.
Yeah. And pay attention. I've noticed that even with things in writing, people are misreading things that are written or taking conversations out of context. So that the confusion is kind of oozing over into interpersonal communication, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is good to be clear about our communications. And, of course, I studied this years ago, and the proper way to speak to somebody is to fully listen when they're speaking mm-hmm. and not be contemplating what you're going to say, but just being fully present with that person and
right.
listen, actively hear. And then when they stop, then you share what you want to share, and it's their turn to actively listen to you. And, of course, that doesn't happen very much naturally.
Yeah. Oh, dear, yes. Yeah, yeah. Nothing more frustrating than having a conversation with someone where you're talking at each other.
Right.
And not really listening. Or one person is trying to communicate and the other one's just talking at you. That happens sometimes, too. Oh, yes.
Well, it's a crazy place, isn't it?
It is, but we're here for a reason, Lance. We chose to be here.
That's right.
During whatever is going on.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. And I'm still getting the sense that there's an incoming wave of some kind.
Okay.
I like to think that if we get close to an event or something like that happening, that more information will be forthcoming.
Yes, yes, that makes sense, and I mm-hmm. feel that way myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's an energy
feel a lot of
wave
foreshadowing.
From outer space.
Yeah. Because
what's causing it, I don't know.
Yeah, right, right.
but we're seeing the advance repercussions of it. Let's put it that way.
Yes. So it'll be an interesting ride, to be sure.
Yeah.
And we signed up for it at the at the great Ferris wheel in the sky.
Yeah.
But you know, we're coming close to the end of the show. And I wanted to make sure that you had time to share whatever you needed to share on the air tonight.
All righty. Well, a bunch of stuff here. And, of course, I did through Rise Multiversity, and that's risemultiversity.org, a 10-part series called Tools for Transition that finished up in August. And, gosh, every... part of those workshops, each one gave excellent ways for you to stay in your body, expand your core essence, work your stuff, and guided meditations in every one of those workshops. So I recommend those. And of course, my book contains in writing a lot of tools.
Oh, it's a wonderful book. It is so practical, and it's just chock full of wisdom and very practical tools that you can use.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, if everyone could read that book and follow through with most of that, my gosh, life would be different for so many people.
Absolutely.
So those are the resources. On Saturday, January 7th, I'm going to do another workshop with Rise Multiversity, and this is going to be setting your energetic template for 2017.
Oh.
And so some nice journeys where you can actually insert patterning into the template for this coming year. And then the next Quantum Sphere Healing training for the first level, beginning level, will be in Cortez, April 28th to the 30th, and that's on my website, quantumstargate.com. So I'm all about supporting all of you, supporting everybody with what I do, and I put out enough tools and information out there so that people can learn to do their own thing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, where is Cortez, by the way?
Southwest Colorado. I'm really close to Mesa Verde National Park.
Oh, nice.
And I'm west of Durango.
Ah.
But kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Very low population.
Sounds great.
Yeah. But very nice. I had a nice hike today. It's a very nice area.
Oh, great. And no chemtrails.
Well, not that I can tell. I mean, I've heard enough description of what
right.
they look like, and I don't think I've ever seen that here. So,
good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Carla, before we...
That's about it. You know, of course, I'm happy to work with anybody in a healing session if they're really stuck, and a lot of people really are. Or if you're spinning or churning, I'm happy to, work with you, anyone as an individual with a private healing session. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, there are a lot of people that are going to need help and who do need it now, so you know, it's just a matter of us looking inside and seeing that, you know, well, maybe it is time to address some of these issues and find somebody that resonates and start working on them.
And, you know, the key is if you have an over-the-top emotional reaction, that means something's got triggered and something that's calling you for healing.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the emotional reaction is always a good indicator something's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, Carla, it's been wonderful chatting with you again, and I always enjoy it, and I look forward to the next time, even if it is next year and we're still talking about the same thing.
Well, if something big breaks loose, Lance, we'll have to have another show in the meantime.
We'll get on it. Believe me.
We will.
We will. Oh, golly.
All right. Well, it's been delightful, as always. I always
yes.
enjoy talking to you.
Me too. All right. Well, okay. Good night, Carla, and good night, everybody, and thank you for listening.